At the top, we did in fact have this one correct, the deep research agent from OpenAI at 26.6%. But in the second place is the new O3 Mini High, scoring 13% accuracy, followed by O3 Mini at 10.5. Then there was DeepSeek R1 at 9.4, and I believe that's what I missed yesterday. I mistakenly thought that 9.4 was Gemini Thinking instead of DeepSeek R1. So you have R1 at 9.4, O1, the OpenAI model, at 9.1, and then Gemini Thinking at 6.2%. And just to finish off the list for you, you have Claude 3.5 Sonnet at 4.3, Grok 2 at 3.8, and GPT-4o at 3.3. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back today, and I wanted to record a dedicated episode to ChatGPT's new deep research agent. We mentioned this in yesterday's Daily Digest, and I talked about how I thought it could be much more than simply a research assistant. And I think that's becoming pretty clear to everybody in the AI world who has had a chance to use deep research, and even more clear as the world has had more time to see it. And so it is 100% worthy of its own deep dive episode. So we are going to do that today. We're going to do a deep research deep dive where we just focus a little bit more on deep research. We're going to talk about the overall impact that it could have on knowledge work and, of course, specifically marketing activities. We'll talk a little bit about the future use case possibilities of the model. All in all, just a bit more comprehensive of a discussion about deep research. So first up, a little clarification and correction from yesterday's episode. I had mentioned the new score that deep research had achieved on humanity's last exam, and I actually mentioned the second place score from the episode that we had recorded a couple days ago or previously in the week, but I forgot to include the newly released O3 Mini from ChatGPT in that scoreboard, and I believe I actually incorrectly named the second place model as well. So just for clarification and correction's sake today, I'm going to go ahead and list off the current Humanities Last Exam scoreboard for you guys, and then we'll get into our deep dive. At the top, we did in fact have this one correct, the deep research agent from OpenAI at 26.6%. But in the second place is the new O3 Mini High, scoring 13% accuracy, followed by O3 Mini at 10.5. Then there was DeepSeek R1 at 9.4, and I believe that's what I missed yesterday. I mistakenly thought that 9.4 was Gemini Thinking instead of DeepSeek R1. So you have R1 at 9.4, O1, the OpenAI model, at 9.1, and then Gemini Thinking at 6.2%. And just to finish off the list for you, you have Claude 3.5 Sonnet at 4.3, Grok 2 at 3.8, and GPT-4o at 3.3. So not quite as mind-blowing of a difference between second and first place with this deep research agent, but still more than twice the score. So OpenAI's deep research scored 26.6%, and in the next place, Mini High's 13%. So OpenAI is definitely back on top of the AI model performance leaderboard and has the top three spots being owned by their models right now. Okay, that should provide a little more clarification on our miscommunication yesterday about those Humanities Last Exam scores. Now let's get into our discussion about OpenAI's deep research agent. First, what exactly is it? Cut here. And again, we did talk about this a little bit yesterday, so forgive me for any repeat information, but I felt that we needed to do an entirely deep research dedicated episode, given how groundbreaking I believe this is in the AI landscape, but also the greater technology landscape as a whole. So the deep research agent is an AI agent that's going to use advanced natural language processing along with machine learning algorithms to perform deep dives into vast amounts of data. So yes, you're going to be able to do the traditional web scraping, but the model can also intake PDFs and charts and spreadsheets, images as well. So multimodal inputs, and this is going to allow it to perform comprehensive research across the internet, not just static web pages, but also any kind of digital data that you're able to access in that web environment. And it's actually using the O3 model within this agent. So that's another reason why it is so incredibly impactful. And it's actually the first access that anybody in the public has had to this O3 model through the deep research agent. Now, this has a direct work use case that it replaces, which is probably the most hyped part of this announcement. Sam Altman was quoted as saying that he believes that this agent can take on a single-digit percentage of all the world's knowledge work. And as many people have said, who have also been discussing this, that would amount to trillions of dollars worth of value. And when you think about the exact use case this is meant to replace, you can see where that value comes from. Right now, there are companies and organizations and governments willing to pay millions and millions into the billions of dollars for well-done, comprehensive research and analytics, whether it's into the marketplace, into the products they sell, into diseases or behaviors, all of these things. Typically, you'd have to go to a giant research agency like a McKinsey or a Deloitte, or a company that has made their business doing these incredibly comprehensive research projects that honestly can take weeks or months and hours of human work. Well, that's been completely replaced by the deep research agent. We're going to talk a little bit more about what this means for marketing, but just this research and report use case is a very clear example. Marketing departments and marketers across a variety of businesses have the need to conduct all sorts of this type of research all the time, whether it's into their potential target audience, their potential market placement, their competitor analysis. Now, any marketer for $200 a month, and soon it will be less than that when it becomes available to plus or free users. Now, any marketer for that price has the power of a multi-million dollar reporting agency at their fingertips. And this is just the beginning of the impact that this particular agent is going to have on knowledge work. Research has been a very time-consuming, very expensive process that involves human beings sifting through massive amounts of information and data. And instead of a team spending days or weeks or months, you now have one agent on one computer spending potentially minutes on this report generation. On top of that efficiency, you actually have potentially more accurate information as well if you consider the exclusion of human bias and human error that can be implanted into manual research. So we have seen the blocks of the knowledge work wall start to crumble with this agent for sure. Now, as far as marketing use cases, you shouldn't have to think too hard. There are so many great ones. Let's break down some of them. Strictly for content creation and content strategy, you now have the ability to synthesize, again, these huge amounts of data, whether it's trending topics or consumer interests, or even more importantly, the gaps in the current content landscape that you can take advantage of and that you can arbitrage to gain more traffic or prospect awareness. Add that same level of insight and forecasting to things like customer behavior and personalization. And the deep research agent can analyze endless customer data points from multiple sources, whether it's social media, customer reviews, marketplace directories. And it's going to compile all of this and allow you to tailor your message very specifically. And just the competitive analysis alone is such a huge money saver and a huge time saver, whether you are going to market or you're building a startup or you have an existing well-established business that needs to stay on top of what its competitors are doing and the offerings that your competitors are making, or just the things that are trending in your market as far as competitor behavior. You now have, again, the power of an entire reporting agency available to you to deeply understand what your competitors or what your incumbents in any market are doing. Now, a few things that I just kind of wanted to make note of before we wrap up our episode today. One is today's episode of the podcast Marketing Against the Grain. Definitely go and check it out. I very much wanted to basically just rip off what Kip did there today, which was give you a demo of the research agent handling a prompt. And then even more useful, Kip compared Gemini 1.5 with deep research to the deep research behavior with the exact same prompt. And I'll try not to spoil it too much for you to see which one came out on top. Definitely go check out the show linked in the show notes. Ton of useful information there on what this new model and what this new agent is capable of and why and how it is different from Google's Gemini. Just a little TLDR, if you don't want to go check out that episode, Gemini has access. The primary difference is that Gemini has access to Google's vast network of sites and search, and it also integrates directly into Google Drive and Google Workspace. So what you'll see in the Marketing Against the Grain episode, if you watch it, is that Gemini's deep research actually had a lot more sources than the deep research agent. Now, again, without trying to spoil it too much, the deep research agent is a little different in that it just has a more high quality, well thought out, and more nuanced answer. So definitely go check out that episode linked in the show notes. Another point was actually an X post from Dharmesh Shah, which I will link in the show notes as well. Dharmesh is the co-founder of HubSpot and the creator of Agents.ai, a agent network, a tool we've talked about multiple times on this show. And he had a very insightful post about deep research and his experience with it. He mentioned that he was most excited for not the reports or the nuance with which the deep research could actually create these reports, but he mentioned now adding this agent into a current workflow with other agents and how powerful that would be. And that really struck a chord with me. Dharmesh is already thinking in the next step. So yes, we have the capabilities of all these LLMs in these models now, and particularly the amazing capabilities of the deep research agent. But what happens when you can just put this agent into a team? And now we have this incredible research and this incredible nuanced information synthesis available to other agents, our content creation agents, customer service Customer service agents, sales agents. What happens when this power is just another step in an agentic workflow? And if you start to think, And if you start to think along those lines, it becomes very easy to see just how life-changing, but really work-changing, this technology is going to be. Okay, this brings me into my last little closing point here. The AI Marketing Navigator wife was asking me just last night when I was losing my mind over the deep research agent and what it meant for marketing and what it meant for business and work, and the fact that I'm going to need to spend $200 to access it at this point. She asked me very plainly, what can this do that the old version of ChatGPT can't? And oftentimes, I'm so buried in the weeds in this technology and in this content that those are those simple questions are sometimes hard to answer for me without going off on a bunch of tangents or struggling to clarify and emphasize the differences. So for my wife's benefit and for anybody out there, I thought I would try and clarify a bit more just how the deep research agent is different from its predecessors and what it can do that they can't. For instance, just O3 on its own, or the O1 model, or maybe DeepSeek R1. Again, I think the easiest way to see these differences is actually to familiarize yourself with the tools and see the outputs for yourself. But perhaps most tangibly, and the clearest example, is that humanity's last exam test. So on its face, what this model can do that others cannot is just more accurately answer high-level, highly complex PhD-level questions. From a strictly user standpoint, the output is simply richer. It's more well thought out, more well reasoned. It's more nuanced. It contains more novel and original ideas. And it's not just an aggregate of the mean of information out there on the internet, which is really what we've kind of been seeing with LLMs and AI models up until this point. And as we've started to crest into these reasoning models, we've started to see a little bit more of that original novel idea synthesis. And I think that the deep research agent is going to take that to a whole new level. So you have the very obvious technical advancements of the model. It's going to more accurately and more often correctly answer very difficult reasoning and complex problems. It's also going to provide more detailed, more nuanced, richer responses. So I think that just about does it for a more detailed discussion about OpenAI's deep research agent. It is 100% the cutting edge of this AI technology that we talk about every single day. It is going to be hugely transformative in the AI world, but also in the work world, and specifically knowledge work in this case, and very much marketing to that point as well. So much of the data gathering and analysis and curation is going to be automated now. And this is definitely displacement in some sense, yes, but it allows for human workers to focus on the things that still matter, that still need human attention. Okay, maybe in tomorrow's episode, we'll do a deep research demo ourselves, because it is getting harder and harder for me not to spend that $200 and test out the latest and greatest AI agent available. But that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.